Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Greetings in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am so excited about this week. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Truly, we thank God, hallelujah, for this week, hallelujah, for another blessed week to come to hear his word. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I welcome you all online tonight to Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry, First Annual Women's Conference. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We have some mighty women that are going to come forth this week to bring the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Truly, I am so excited. I am so excited about this week. Hallelujah. Because I know that God is going to bless. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I just praise God for everyone that is on the line, for those that are going to come later in the archive to hear the word of God on Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ on Blog Talk Radio. Glory be to God. It is such an awesome, awesome night. Hallelujah. Tonight I will read a scripture. The scripture for the week is going to be Psalms 115 and verse 15. That will be the scripture for the week. And then I'll go with a prayer, hallelujah, a little bit of a prayer, and I'll play a song, and then we'll have the introduction of our woman of God that's coming on tonight to bring the word of God. I know that you're going to be blessed. I know that we're online, but hallelujah, we can still worship the Lord because the Spirit of the Lord is in us. And we come together in the presence of the Lord. And when we come together like this to worship the Lord, he said that where two or three gather together in my name, that he shall be in the midst. And I know that the Lord is going to be in the midst. So don't let it stop you from praising and worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we're online. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Because God will be pleased. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says that when praises goes up, blessings come down. Hallelujah. We need blessings. Hallelujah. We need a miracle. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey, and I will read the scripture, Psalms 115 and verse 15. And it reads, "Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth." And that scripture is for our theme of this week. The theme is, Father, my Father has blessed me. My Father has blessed me. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And as the speakers come this week to bring the word of God, they will tell you what they are speaking on. They will tell you about the woman of the Bible. And they will tell you the topic that has been given to each of them. And truly, we know that God is really going to bless. Hallelujah. So I ask that you pray with us and pray for us as we continue to minister all this week. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to come, Lord God, Father God, and to have these women of God to come and bring forth your word. That thus says the Lord, Lord, we thank you and we glorify you. I ask you to bless each and every one of them, Lord God. I ask that you give them a fresh anointing, Lord God. Let your spirit use them in a mighty way, God. Father God, let it be no hold back, but let them say what thus says the Lord. Lord, and I pray that everyone that hears your word, Father God, Lord, they'll be blessed, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, they'll go and tell others, hallelujah, to come and sit at the table, Lord God, and feast on the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. I thank you and I glorify you, Lord God. I thank you and I glorify your name. Hallelujah. You are so worthy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray and ask it all. Hallelujah. After this selection, hallelujah, I am going to have the introduction of a speaker, and our introductor tonight will be Apostle Mary Burton. She will come to introduce the speaker for tonight. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I was looking to see her number. All right, I'm going to play this song. Hallelujah.
God has blessed me.
Lord. Yes, Lord. about you. Hallelujah.
Sometimes you just gotta get down on your knees.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For saving my life. Oh, you bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me.
Ooh. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I don't know about you, but God has blessed me. No matter what goes on in this world or goes on in my life, hallelujah, God has blessed me. Hallelujah. He's blessed me to see another day. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. At this time, we're going to have Apostle Mary Burton to come and do the introduction of our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. Apostle Burton, I turn it over to you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm just so glad to be on tonight to introduce such a wonderful woman of God. I've been knowing for about 39 years. And one thing about her you can say, if you can't say nothing else, this woman is a prayer warrior. Amen. Any time of day or the night, if you need prayer, she's there. And I just bless the Lord for her. Amen. I tell people all the time, I say, if she had to be on, if it was a team, she would be my first choice pick when it comes to a team of praying, because truly this woman is a woman that can get a prayer through. This is a woman of God that loves God and is going to rightly divide the word of God tonight. She's my friend. Amen. And it just gives me great pleasure to introduce to her to all those. I know we're in for a treat tonight to hear what the word of the Lord is saying to us tonight through her. Amen. If you ever need somebody to pray for you, call Apostle Hubbard. Amen. And I'll tell you another thing. The people don't give her dues. Amen. Sometimes we send monies and stuff everywhere to people we don't know nothing about. But when we have people in our corner that we know about, and we don't bless them. And I want to tell everybody tonight that have ever called her or anything, just send a blessing to her, because I believe she deserves it. Amen. So I bless God tonight, and as I get ready to turn it over in her hands, I just bless the Lord for her. I thank God for knowing such a mighty woman of God. Amen.
Oh, my God. Get me tight-tongued now. Give honor and to glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, and give praise, glory to God, and all his great and mighty actions. Jesus is the Lord. I thank him for being the Lord of my life as I learn and submit and commit myself to him and this flesh to die the more. I thank you for that introduction. Had me tied-tongued. I didn't know what else to say at the time, but I thank God for Apostle Burton, and I don't believe in exalting flesh. I can say she's truly a woman of God, and she is faithful to God and to the shepherds, and I praise God for you. Thank God for Dr. Dorsey, for this women's conference, another powerful woman of God. No matter what challenges go on in her life, she pursues. There's been a lot of attacks, but nevertheless, she attacked back with the word. So I thank God for her, too, as well. And this women's conference, the first annual women's conference, as she said, bless the Lord. Spirit, feel God. Sisters in Christ, bless the Lord. We thank God for her. And the topic that the Lord has given me is the five daughters of Zephahaz. I can't even pronounce the right word right tonight. But I bless God. They're fighting for their inheritance. That's unfamiliar territory for me. So I had to tell them, Pastor Burton and Pastor Bird, too, just like, oh, my goodness. I'm really trying to hear clearly what he say, but I'm going to speak as a woman of God. Pastor Burton has said, the apostle, just speak what God put in your heart. So as we before the Lord tonight, we give him glory. Thank God again. Praise God for the mighty move of the revival all week long. And thanking God, glory to God, for this conference all this week, believing for a mighty move of God. Thank you for the host, God, for blessing her. Glory out to hear the voice of God and making myself available to allow this to come forth out of her, glory to God, this vision. So, God, we bless you tonight. We thank you for that you've already done, going to do. I pray, glory to God, as my
If I set myself down to make sure that the Spirit of the Lord can have free reign, God, we are praying for the ears of your people that they can hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, and it won't be no flesh on parade. We want to deny ourselves so the Spirit of the Lord can have free reign. I pray, glory to God, that this word, and it comes forth tonight, it will minister to every one of our hearts, even the speaker, in the name of Jesus. So we bless you and we honor you and we give you glory. Praise the Lord. As I was thinking about in the last few minutes, glory to God, before time to come on, thinking about the five sisters, these daughters of Zelophehad, that how they were fighting for their inheritance, and that belonged to them. And so, praise the Lord, I think about how the Spirit of the Lord says, the kingdom of God suffer violence, and the violence taketh thy force, and some things we got to pursue. And we got to make sure, glory to God, that we're hearing God and we know what the Word of God says, that we fight the good fight of faith to be determined not to allow the enemy to steal our inheritance or to steal what belongs to us. And sometimes there are going to be challenges, even when God tells you that something belongs to you. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get back right on into the message. I'm going to read a little bit, then we're going into the Word. Praise the Lord. Not the Word, but it's sharing, praise the Lord, what God has given in Revelation. Praise the Lord. These daughters, praise the Lord, of Zephlat, one of them name was Nahala, Noah, Hogla, Micah, and Teraza. And it's coming out of Numbers 27, 1 through 11. For gospel scholars, I probably didn't pronounce the words right, but nevertheless, the names are insignificant in what they do. It makes all the difference. Praise the Lord. And these women faced what they had to do in order to affirm their rights with dignity. Numbers 26 describes a census taking all of all males over the age of 20 as a part of the list of the various clans. We read that Zephlah had no sons, only daughters. Verse 33, as the census was concluded, God instructed Moses, among these shall the land of appropriation at shares. Verse 53, among these refers to the male listed in the census. Hence, we can conclude that Zephlehem's daughters were, we're going to say Z, Mr. Z, daughters were not counted in the census and also were not received any land in inheritance because he didn't have any sons. So we might expect that the woman heirs of Egyptian slavery and then put under law that frequently favors men might react by keeping silent, by accepting as natural the rule decreed from them to follow. We might expect women in those days to stay close to their tents, remain out of sight, and not go far from their families. So how and why did Zelophehad's daughters write a new chapter in history? First, they dared to go out from their living places, from their social space, from the destiny imposed on them. Glory to God. The text states, the daughters of Z came forward. The name of the daughters were, we just said all the names, praise God. They stood before Moses, Eleazar, the priests, the chieftains, and the whole assembly of the entrance of the tent meeting. That's coming from 27, 1 and 2. Let's imagine the scene. The Israelite camp is formed in tribes, each of whom has determined place with the tabernacle in the middle, and in the center stand the main authority figures, all of them men, Moses, the priest, Eleazar, and the chieftains, imposing as the structure may have been. The five sisters decided to claim their rights. Together, they go out of their tents without being called by name to the place where only the high-ranking men congregate, to the place where the tablets from Sinai rest in the ark, and to the place of holiness and authority, to the place where women did not have authority. These men must have been overwhelmed when they saw such a startling, unprecedented situation. But this is not all that the five sisters do. They not only come forth, but also they speak with determination. Our fathers died in the wilderness. He was not the one of the fractions of Korah, fractions which banded together against God, but died for his own sins. And he has left no son. Let not our father's name be lost to this clan just because he had no son. Give us. Now, that's a demand. And you are not even, as a woman, supposed to even be out there and in the midst, glory to God, of these high-ranking men. Women were supposed to be silent and on call, called upon when they were told to be called upon. Give us a holding among our father's kinsmen. Numbers 27:3-4. Let's analyze this text, which reflects about the women. First, note that these women knew their law and the history. So it's not like they didn't have knowledge of what kind of danger or what could become of the situation because them taking that bold stand to speak up about their inheritance. They know the continuity of family name depends on inheritance of the land, and they realize that the current law is not adequate for it, does not take in account the unusual circumstance of a man without sons. They possess the acumen to recognize this omission in God's law. But because they consider God's law to be just or to aim to be just, they show no hesitation in pointing out the unfair nature of the present situation, which completes confidence in supporting their claim with compelling arguments. Now, how does Moses react? The following verse says, Moses brought their case before God, 27:5. And I wrote a note down when I thought about it. I say Moses was humble and open to the spirit of the Lord when he heard this request of the daughters of Z. I wrote he could have been arrogant, high-minded, prideful, and demanding. Don't you know the law, women? Are you not permitted to be in our presence, in our meeting? How dare you take the audacity to make a request or demand such as this? Do you know what we could have done? The power we have? Do you know? The daughters of Zeb were aware of all of that before they even approached. There was no fear, but they had faith. And they demonstrated by them being on one accord, one mind, and they did not take down. Praise the Lord. They considered all the consequences, but nevertheless, the boldness in them and the determination make me think of Esther. If I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. This is what happened later on with what Esther did. I'm just thinking about how their determination and where their heart was, and they were on one accord. They weren't fearful. Because the Bible says, I'm not giving you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. They had all their I's dotted and their T's crossed. They already knew the consequences. They knew the law, the history. Praise the Lord. And see, when the enemy comes after us to buff us, we have to be determined to go before the throne of grace, boldly to obtain mercy, but to stand firm on whatever God has given us, and glory to God, and stand glory to God without wavering. In the name of Jesus. So there was no fear, there was faith. Now these women were going to some uncharted waters, and they walked through uncharted waters to be determined and to make up their mind. No fear, no hesitation, no reservation, no procrastination. Walk in faith of what they believed. They had faith in God. They knew the law. They were strong. They were on one accord and one mindset. Five daughters. Neither one of them wavered. You know, sometimes you have people and all of a sudden one waver, and some all can be scared. Knowing the circumstances, neither one of them, glory to God, took down. They were all on one accord. Full speed ahead, they had the attitude like Esther, as I just stated, praise God. And nevertheless, we're going to move on, praise God. He takes a case to God. Like I said, this was just in transition. Soon as they spoke it, there was no conflict. There was no you know or whatever or taking that authority because of you know who I am, what position I hold or whatever. He humbled themselves and went right to the Lord about this case. And so Moses disclosed an inability to access the claim of these sisters. He takes the case to God, who responds by unequivocally supporting the sisters. Immediate. Look at God. demanding even by a new permanent law to secure inheritance for any daughter in such circumstances, 27:6-8. This is the sister's claim leads the law inheritance being changed forever. Because of their persistence and pursuing, praise the Lord blessed and changed the law. So no matter what, just because your father don't have any sons, the daughters can still claim their inheritance. They had another stipulation that goes along with that too. As it stated above, the key of the sister's success is therefore awareness of God's law and the people's history and story. They insist on change by engaging Israelite tradition effectively, something the rabbinic stage recognized when they decided that they described the women. And there's more to this, but the main thing I want to look at too is the achievement of these daughters was a landmark in women's rights regarding the inheritance, the land, for those days up to now. In addition, however, the story of the five women offers a compelling lesson for all of those who believe that their destiny is fixed or that divine justice has abandoned them. It encourages us to think differently and provides a message of hope for all of those faced with obstacles. Perhaps the most important legacy of Z's daughter is their call to us to take hold of life with our own hands, to move from the place that the others have given us or that we have decided to keep because of feeble immobility, and to walk even the most holy sinner to where nobody seems to be glad to go. So we have to have that kind of mindset no matter what. There was a lot of challenges and stipulations that were placed on women of the Old Testament, and you have some in the New Testament. Glory to God, even up to today. The Bible continues to note a narrative of women, but victors and victims, glory to God, and women changes the course, glory to God, of events. Bless the Lord. We know, glory to God, that there are going to be challenges in life, and God can even give us a word about some things that he wants done in our life, even as believers, if I take it back to, because we have the secular things that God has blessed you, women to do great things, and we have those, glory to God, that are believers in the body, how God has blessed and moved in a great way. But the thing about it, we have to be the one, glory to God, either we accepted Christ, allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, when God puts something in our heart to do, we know it's the Lord, we can afford to walk in fear. That's why it's so important to have a relationship with the Lord, because some people can, they'll learn the scriptures and go over to God and can articulate well, got it all up in their intellect. But you got to get this in your spirit, because he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So glory to God, when we walk in faith, because faith will cancel out fear, and fear will cancel out faith. And sometimes we have a lot of lip service, and a lot of times we glory to God, God can give us some things, just like the situation with the Lord talked to Peter and said, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, ask him three times. And then, you know, the time and so forth when the Lord was talking to Peter, and Peter was saying, I'll die for you, and whatever. He already knew. He said, the enemy decides to sift you as wheat, but I'm praying that your faith faileth not, and so forth. And before the cock crew goes three times, you're going to be done denying me. And we can have, and he already knew that Peter loved him, but I like what someone said, that God had to burn some things out of him. Even though we have that heart and desire to do some things and accomplish some things, we have to be to a place that we get rooted and grounded, because the enemy will buff you. Enemy will challenge you. Your flesh, glory to God, sometimes desired one thing and God is saying another. And he said, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We have to be to a place that we got to submit, commit. We got to pledge our allegiance to him, and we got to stay in this word on a daily basis. We cannot just absorb it and take it in, when the preacher preaching, my prophet, my pastor, my prayer warrior, and then you just take it in, your Bible study night, your church day, your whatever, and you pick it up every once in a while, like you're picking up eating like hot dogs and potato chips and whatever like this. But we need to be eating filet mignon on a regular basis. We need to make sure we get the meat of the word. We need to let the word get in us and transform us. We need to let the word work some things out of us like that toxin, like a laxative. Glory to God, because too much flesh is on parade. And too many believers are on Hollywood Boulevard instead of, glory to God, staying on the straight and narrow. He said, only the pure in heart shall see God. Glory to God. And we got to make sure that we are walking in humility, because some people are walking around and got the word and filled with the Holy Spirit too. But don't have the character of Jesus Christ because they won't submit to the Lord. And I'll get then somebody bump them in there. They can have the ministers of health. They can be out there feeding the hungry. They can be in glory to God prophesying and glory to God and laying hands and whatever. Then there's other things when that attitude or don't have no discipline concerning temperance and, oh, I lay my holiness down and I'll do this and that. If you can lay it down and he strike the sky, you're going to end up, you'll be traveling glory to God on a different road, and that will be hell bound, glory to God, because God is, if you got that power that you can walk in and out of the Lord with saying, I can put my Holy Ghost down and I can say this and I can do that, pick it back up and do what you're trying to serve two masters. He said, hot or cold, lukewarm, I'll spew you out. You're not going to be able to take in transit that way and say you're going to live a life, glory to God, that's pleasing in the sight of God. Because he said, they're going to know you by that you are my disciple, by the love you have one for another. So in this court, busybodying, all tongue-whipping people, glory to God, out here, glory, out looking up for prestige, power struggles, doing all kinds of manner of things, glory, to get ahead, and you still want to say you're walking in alignment with God said, and you're on that tree, he says, on the tree, glory to God, they're going to know that fruit, glory to God, too. And you were saying the bad, good, corrupt tree cannot produce good fruit, and vice versa. So there's a plan God has for our life. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Not the commandment, glory to God, of what you feel, or the commandment of your wonderful prayer partner, your the feelings, glory to God, and the emotions you have. You got to stay focused on what God is saying. So all of this is tying in the fact of one mindset, glory to God, to get tuned into the things of God. And you want God to bless. Look how fast God moved on the behalf of these children, those daughters. They counted up the cost. Glory to God, to go before the Lord, because anything could have been struck. Anything could have happened. Glory to God, look at Miriam, glory to God, when she was talking against Moses, and glory to God, and because he married this Ethiopian woman. Oh, okay, then you're going to go outside the camp, and they're going to talk and whatever like this, and God struck her immediately with leprosy. Glory to God, they had to wait 7 days, glory to God, for her to get over this leprosy. Glory to God, thank God for the prayers, but thank the Lord for mercy and grace. Could have been a time when, you know, that was during the time people were, you had one opportunity. And sometimes, glory to God, you displease God, you can be struck down, struck out, and, hey, life is over. But thank God for grace. But just because of grace, we still don't have no cloak for our sins, glory to God. We still got to find ourselves lining up with God. Sometimes it may seem a while before we do, and other times it may be. I wouldn't want to take the chance, but sometimes we do some things, glory to God, that's not lining up with God and his mercy and his grace. But you never know. But thank God they were on one accord, and they were lining up with the will of God and something that was already in place for the Lord to say yes and change the law just like that. Oh, isn't it beautiful, glory to God, to be in a place in God that when you make your request, and even though it might have been a law stipulated there, that life can change just because of that? Oh, my Lord. Abraham, because, glory to God, he loved the Lord and counted, glory to God, it was counted as righteousness, glory to God, his faith. And look, Abraham, glory to God, and Lot was over in Sodom and Gomorrah, and he said, if there be 50, if there be 10, if there be 30, 40, glory to God. I mean, if it went the other way, 50 on down to 10. What a relationship to say that you can be before the Lord and have a relationship like that, that God already planned to destroy something. And because your intercession in prayer, your relationship with the Lord, your faithfulness and obedience to him, that you can go before him and say he was not going to destroy two nations two cities because you prayed. Oh, my God. But he did, glory to God, delivered Lot's family out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And what was so sad, it was so sinful that Lot offered his children, his girls, up to those men. And, oh, no, 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 we want them. We want the angels that came through that to blind them because they wanted to lay with the men, the angels, and so forth. They didn't even want, glory to God, the body of a woman. But nevertheless, when they left out of the city, they were not supposed to look back. The wife, evidently, heart was still tied to the city and was changed into salt. But nevertheless, a pillar of salt. But nevertheless, the main thing is being in a place, glory to God, that you can have such a relationship that with the Lord that God can bless and move. And we do have an adversary to contend with. And the Bible tells us in John 10:10 that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came to give us life and life more abundantly. He did not say, because, glory to God, I said it. It's already settled, true enough. People will say, glory, oh, God said it. Oh, I believe it. No, before you believed it, it was already settled. Now it's up to you to believe it. But in the meantime, to be able to be in a place to, you know what, God said something, does not stop the enemy from coming against you. Because the Bible even said that the enemy, glory to God, trembled at the name of Jesus. He ain't said he's going to stop. If he challenged Jesus, the word, glory to God, that came to earth, glory to God, man that knew no sin, but he was glory as the Father's Son, and he turned back around the power that he had with the Holy Spirit. If he challenged him, how much more, the glory to God, we're going to be challenged. If we're going to reign with him, we're going to suffer some things. And that's a curse word to some people because they don't want to suffer nothing. But you are not going to get, glory to God, be omitted from suffering and going through. Jesus went through so we can go through. He's, glory to God, our advocate. And just like he told Peter, I'm praying that your faith faileth not. He is, glory to God, was praying on our behalf as well as making intercessions on our behalf. But you got to have the mindset that you want to submit to the will of the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, grieve him, override him, or suffer some extra consequences because of disobedience and rebellion. But knowing who he is and being able, glory to God, to stand on his word. The Lord is a strong tower. Glory to God, the righteous run in it. Oh, I don't have that quite right, but praise the Lord. The Lord is the strength of our lives, praise God. And the word of God in says that the Lord is the stronghold of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? For I am the Lord, your God. Whoever takes hold of your right hand says to you, do not fear, I am with you. Isaiah 41:13. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares and anxiety on him because he cares for you. Psalms 56:3, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And then it goes on to the 27th verse. And wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Praise the Lord. Know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. Praise the Lord. I'm in a little bit want to go over just a few other patriarchs in the Bible, and also even up to now, to our present vice president, the blessings of the Lord. Even though it was a challenge through life for the women, how God blessed and moved. Some things were struggles. Some things were glory to God. Some had to be just oppressed and go through different things. Maybe they've been beaten or ridiculed or whatever. Some may have been killed, but God proved himself. Some of them, their lives have been on the line for the decision that they made, glory to God, for the betterment of things. But nevertheless, God has blessed. And even, glory to God, some things God moved in the secular as well for the persistent and pursuing and perseverance, glory to God, to accomplish some things. The women in the Bible are rarely mentioned by name. This name women makes up only 5.5 to 8% of all named characters. Women were not unusual in the forefront of public life. Those women are named are prominent for reasons outside of the ordinary. They are often involved in the overturning of human power structures in common biblical literary device called reversal. Abigail and Esther and Jael who drove a pig into the enemy's commander's temple while he slept, a prophetic word that came from Deborah. And Deborah was a judge, praise the Lord, a prophetess. And it says, these are a few examples of women who turned the tables on men with power. The foundation matriarchs are mentioned by name are some prophetess, judges, heroines, and queens, while the common women are largely not completely unseen. The slave Hagar story is told. Sarah, handmaiden, bore Ishmael, Abraham's son. The prostitute Rahab did She hit the spies in Jericho, and her family's life was, when they was going to destroy Jericho, with Joshua's orders by led by the Lord, that she had to put a scarlet outside the window, glory to God, for them to know to save that family. So when they came through to destroy Jericho, and her family was spared, and glory to God, and she's in the lineage of Jesus Christ, a harlot, praise the Lord. Women's release was limited, and their functions at the home, several severely restricted their rights and inheritance. Others choose their choices. Also, their choices of relationship, glory to God, was hindered. Their ability to pursue religion and education, fully participants in synagogues, limit their freedom to movement. Evidence depicts the Bible as a doctrine of male supremacy. Glory to God, says scholar Phyllis. Glory to God. Let me see. I'm going to try to do a little skipping here. Praise the Lord. The New Testament, Jesus as dealing with a number of women with respect as scholars refer to in the Old Testament. There are controversies within the contemporary Christian church concerning women. And I was looking at something, I said, you know what, if we look at church right now, if it wasn't for the fact, I mean, in the building, if in many churches, if it wasn't for the women being there, who's going to speak? Who would be? And then they decided to be silent, like Paul was saying at one time. If they decided to be silent, then who would bring the message? Who would be doing the witnessing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And at this time, who will receive Jesus? So men, where are you? Because there's more men, more women in most churches than you say women, even in leadership. If they didn't take the leadership role, oh, my Lord, what would a time and where a place would we be right about now? The Bible interacts with women in the fact that the Messiah elevates the status of women whenever Jesus went into a society where women were regulated to a second-class status. Jesus healed them, defended them, and depended upon their influence and built a genuine friendship with them. In the first century, Israel women were undervalued, seen as so underworth that they were not even allowed to testify in church, glory to God, or persistence who get to spread the grateful news of everyone, of everything, glory to God, concerning the word. Blessed are the, I was writing so fast, and I got scribbled right there. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to go ahead and share a little bit with some of the patriarchs of old. It won't be that long, and I'll be finishing up. Praise the Lord. This was a little bit, like I said, unfamiliar territory, but I'm trying to tie it in and bring it in alignment, praise God, as much as possible about the women and the movement of God in the lives of women and what God has done even up until now. So I'm going to share a couple of other people, glory to God. I remember in the word we're talking about Abigail, and Abigail was mentioned because remember when David was out fighting with the soldiers and whatever, and they had gotten hungry, and I can't remember what her husband is. I didn't write it down, but anyway, her husband, he had asked for some David had asked for some food for his troops, and the husband denied him for having it, and so David had in his heart to go back and destroy him and family or whatever, but Abigail intercepted. She heard, she intercepted, and she brought food and drink over to God, to David, and so forth. And so the Lord handled the situation. David didn't even have to touch him because Abigail intervened. And so the husband ended up, something happened to him. I can't remember whether he fell and broke his neck or what happened. So I didn't put that piece in there. But by her intervening, glory to God, that God blessed and used her. Glory to God. And then later, David even married her. Let's see. Rahab stood in the gap, which we already talked about her, and we already said something about Jacob. And the topic, in my father's house, God has blessed me. That's the theme, glory to God. So even how God has blessed even some of these women and how God has used them. Deborah was a prophetess, a wife of Lepidus, who was judging Israel, she used to sit in under a palm tree and Deborah between Ram and Bethel in the hill of the country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came up to her for judgment. She, prophetess Deborah, sent a summons to Barak, son of Abinadab, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you to go take position at Mount Tabor, bringing 10,000 from the tribes of Naphtali. I know I got that wrong. The tribes of Zebulun. And I will draw out of Caesarea the generals of Jabin and army of to meet you by the wayside." And to move on down, he's talking about the troops, and he said, "I will give him into your hands." That's what the Lord said. Now Barak said to Deborah, now this is a command that the Lord told her to tell him, but he said, "If you will go with me, I will go. But if you don't will go, I will. Then I will not." Now, I don't think he really thought about the consequences, and maybe he did, but maybe he was more afraid of the enemy than he was of God, for him to tell Deborah, glory to God, the prophet, the judge, that, you know what, I'm not going to go if you don't go with me. And this is the man walking in fear, and then Deborah had to be the one to go with him. And, of course, glory to God, and like I said, that was a bold statement, especially when God was the one that made the command. But nevertheless, there was no fear in Deborah. She went to forth, glory to God, and the mission was accomplished. Praise the Lord. The woman in the world is a Susan B. Anthony, deep-rooted in activeness and social justice, became an advocate for women's suffering, women's property rights, and abolition and slavery. I know that word, it just can't, not coming clear for me to say it. Praise the Lord. It was another person that was Ellen Johnson, a black woman. Glory to God. Johnson Cyril Leaf. She took office as a president of Liberia in January of 2006, becoming the first elected woman head of state in Africa. The signed freedom information bill, and the first of her kind in West Africa, she became global icon with her commitment to fighting dictators and corrupt and poverty through empowerment and women's and girls. And this young lady that was in the news is Iraka Ja. You know, that's why I don't need to write so fast. To write so fast. Praise the Lord. Of course, we know about Maya Angelou, praise God, a poet, and then she also was an author and actress and screenwriter, and she has also fought in the civil rights activist and best known for 1969, that I know why the caged bird sings, and some other things that she may have done. Of course, we know Rosa Parks for her action to sit on the bus and refusing to move, glory to God, to give space to another Caucasian person and so forth to get up out of her seat just because the all the other seats were filled. She had to sit there, and so they wanted her to get up. But when she didn't move, a boycott started. Glory to God, and even for the civil rights movement, and they called her also the mother of freedom rights movement, and she also played a role. Something she received from in 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama. She refused to rejected the bus driver's James Blake order to relinquish her seat. And then she said that she was she inspired black communities to boycott the Montgomery bus for over a year, I didn't realize it was that long, and the major campaign of the post-war Civil War rights movement. Her case began to bog down even into the state courts in November 1956, decision that the bus segregation of glory to God was unconstitutional under the Equal Protection Clause. Praise the Lord. We also have Eleanor Roosevelt, the first lady. Her husband, glory to God, Franklin Roosevelt, she was the first lady that served four terms. Praise God. Glory to God back during that time. Four terms. Bless the Lord. And she was also an advocate for American political figure, a diplomat, and an advocate. And then we bring it on up to Lady Michelle Obama, is an American attorney and author who is the first lady in the United States, married to our first black president, the 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama. Michelle, glory to God, she was always a speaker and advocate for public health and also promoting Let's Move, you know, getting the children to lose weight and to reduce, glory to God, obesity and also other things concerning healing and so health, glory to God, as well. A few other things of awareness and education. And our own first African-American vice president, Kamala, praise God, K-A-M-A-L-A, Harris, praise God, just received, glory to God, the nomination for our best president in 2020, and for 21 through 24, if I'm not mistaken. She is a senator from California and a prosecutor. In her own speech, she said she spoke to her mother and a generation of women of all races who paved the way for this moment. While I may be the first woman in the office of a VP, I will not be the last, because every little girl watching tonight sees this is a, glory to God, this is a country of possibilities. Praise the Lord. She's the daughter of a Jamaican father and an Indian mother. So she said right away she stepped right into a racial issues from the beginning. But through all of that, she pressed and pursued, and no matter what the oppositions were, glory to God, many of our women, and so many more in the Word of God that the Lord blessed that had a definite impact on changing some things and overthrowing some things, glory to God, that happened in our country, in our nation, nations around the world, in our culture, glory to God, and even many things that would occur, that have occurred throughout life. And we bless the Lord, and many that were believers, how God blessed and moved. And I'm just so elated by how the Lord blessed, even with this situation with these daughters, and how they persist and pursued, glory to God, about what they believed and to get their inheritance. And they didn't take down, they didn't compromise, they weren't fearful, they were on one accord, no nervous, no anxiety, no reservation, no hesitation. They pursued and they demanded. They did not go, well, you know, I think, and if you only would, could you consider, I hope that they were straightforward and they were persistent and pursue, and they had faith. They knew their law. They know that they knew, glory, they believed what their right was, that it was going to take place. And even if they, glory to God, got scandalized, criticized, stoned to death, or whatever, it did not. This was something that needed to change. And so, how much in our lives, just for our lives to change, to be not conformed to this world system, that we persist and pursue after God for His word and for Him, glory to God, to pave the way and give us wisdom and knowledge and discernment, glory to God, how to continue on this path of righteousness, this journey that we on. And we can't, glory to God, stay still enough, glory to God, for Him to crucify this flesh, glory to God, so He can be glorified, because He has many different giftings and talents and things He wants to do in us, and some things He's already revealed, but from being nervous and scared or glory to God, caught up in giving power to other people about how they feel and how they think, and we put too much power in other people's hands, glory to God, what we think, they think, and what they feel, and how, and we take that on, and we walk in fear and anxiety. Sometimes don't even get some of the things that God has that you can accomplish. How many people, I don't remember how this thing went, but how many people now of the grace side that's in grace and so forth with so much, with so many gifts and so many ideals, so many things over to God that could have came to fruition if only they pursued and not allowed, Lord, things that go on in life. The adversary is all about killing, stealing, and destroying. And you let him steal your dream, let him steal your vision, and whatever like this. So we need to, when we receive it from the Lord, write the vision down, make it plain, and pursue. I ask God for direction. Don't be turn back around and try to step on somebody else to make it accomplished, or turn back around and get heady and high-minded, go without in the process, or even when you obtain. And don't forget where you came from when God do bless and bring increase. It's a time like never before. There's some things we got to fight for. Praise the Lord, and stand fast and hold fast to what God's word says, whether it's be for our healing, whether it's be for deliverance for our children, whether family, a husband, a wife, whether it's glory to God trying to accomplish some things in ministry, whether it's trying to do some things, glory to God, in a business and ministries. We glory to God, we're covenant, we shouldn't be doing that. Glory to God, we should be in a place, oh, esteem others more highly than ourselves, oh, encourage them, bless them, go. And then as you're doing that, God's going to bless you. He, glory to God, know how far all of us can go, but our faith is the one that's going to take us there, because he said the only thing to please him is faith, and we got to please him by submission and obedience to his word, not on a part-time basis, just like what Saul did. That's what he did. Glory to God, he disobeyed God, and he's not taking sacrifice. He's taking glory to God. He wants some obedience. And then even when he was supposed to kill all the Amalekites, not, I mean, annihilate everything, everybody, no matter it was a child, a cattle, or whatever, we were supposed to do that, glory to God. I don't know what's wrong with this phone, keep going off. But anyway, I turned it down. But anyway, Samuel comes, he says, the prophet comes up, have you done everything God told you to do? Yeah. What is that bleating in my ear? He's his sheep. And turn back around, he done brought back the king. He done brought back some other animals or whatever it was. And then he was saying, the people, no, you're charged with what I told you to do. And so the kingdom was taken from him. And that crying about it wasn't going to change nothing. And so jealousy goes in. Then you're going to try to destroy the person that God put in office, glory to God, because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. And now, glory to God, you want to destroy who God says. And even with David, another example, just think, even with all of that, that David loved him, and David, glory to God, had to play the harp and calm him down and whatever like this. But even in everything that Saul tried to do to him, when he had an opportunity to go in that cave and kill him, he did not, you know, touch not God's anointed. But the thing about it, look how long it took after Saul was dethroned. God had already dethroned him and raised up David as far as anointing him. Glory to God to be king, but look how long it took David. But still, yet the humility in him, the one that God pulled out of taking care of the sheep. God bless, glory to God, for him to go through all that process to even get to that place to be on the throne. And even family sometimes will come against you, because look at his son Absalom wanted to turn back around and take over his father's kingdom. Then did it in such a cunning and crafty way. We're not going to go into that. But still yet, sometimes you're going to have all kind of opposition. But what God says, it's already settled. Now we got to believe it, because we don't know what process we got to go through to get to where what we want. Just like the daughters of Z, some things were over to God. In that case, it was done immediately. And then other times, just like with David, glory to God, it was a process. So there's going to be some times of waiting on the Lord and being of good courage. Let him strengthen our hearts. Psalms 27:14. We got to be to a place, glory to God, no matter what. It's going to take patience. It's going to take faith and patience. They work together. You cannot have faith and talk about you don't have no and don't have no patience. You know, you're not to get it together, because you can't even fool yourself on that one. Because if you're going to wait on the Lord to get what he has for you, you got to be like Abraham. Glory to God, being persistent. It took 25 years before that son came to pass. Even though a little interruption came there near the end, it still had to go right back to be like what God says to come to pass. And when we put our hands in it, then we have opposition, we have criticism, we have confusion, we have chaos, we have all kind of stuff. Because with Sarah and Hagar, there was something, because God didn't create that. That was the son of the flesh, and God wanted the son of the spirit, glory to God. He wanted, Ishmael was supposed to come through those two loins. So no matter, God don't need no help from nobody. I praise the Lord. I'm getting a little, going off a little bit, but still yet, I want us to make sure on a daily basis, our relationship, that we be steadfast, unmovable in the faith. We'll seek out the Lord and do like the Bible says, examine yourself, and Corinthians says about to make sure that you're in the faith. Glory, cast every care upon the Lord because he cares for us. Use the wisdom, glory to God, to try to hear what the Spirit of the Lord said. He said, any James, if any lack wisdom, glory to God, to seek him. And James says, glory to God, the wrath of God does not make does not work the righteousness. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So just because something has happened, glory to God, you can't, glory to God, counteract, glory to God, with that, with confusion and chaos, and you're going to handle this, that, and the other. When we get out of the will of the Lord, glory to God, things get all blown out. Then we want to call for, JC, we want to call for Jesus then. No, you need to acknowledge him first. And if we get that word in us and submit ourselves to the Lord and allow him to work some things out of the abundance of the heart, will speak, we won't be so quick to respond in our flesh and have flesh on parade. And we're going to mess right around up on Hollywood Boulevard, glory to God, be a POW, prison of war. Then we can be missing in action, glory to God, MIA, or we can be KIA, killed in action, and so forth. And people may be killed in action for doing the will of the Lord and for his glory and honor, that's one thing. But to kill in action because you were caught up, or you missing in action because you were out of the will of the Lord and you thought you could go over and play in this territory and try to make it back in time, you can't serve no two masters. You're going to hate one and love the other one. Help us, glory to God, like never before, Father, to find ourselves lining up and coming in compliance with your word every day. God, no matter what title, glory to God, we possess, the enemy don't care nothing about titles. He's just looking for an avenue to get in, glory to God, to bring us down, to cause us to have anxiety attacks and fearful and fretful or backslide or get caught up, glory to God, doing things, glory to God, to appease the flesh, or glory to God, having ridicule and doing damaging people's character, or glory to God, even murdered with the tongue. God, these things and busybody, discord, are not supposed to be a name among us. God, we're asking you to help us so that way when we pray, we'll know that with confidence we're going to receive it because we're walking in the will of the Lord. And when we miss you, you say, go to 1 John 1:9 and confess our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not, glory to God, no repetitions. Glory to God. And just calling off with our lips, we're not changing. We have to make a change. Glory to God. So we're asking you, Lord God, to help us to know that we got to renew our minds with your word to be transformed. And God, there's so many things you want to use us, so many things you want to do, so many ways you want to use us. God, you said, seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, everything else will be added. We, glory to God, will be in a place, glory to God, as we put you first. God, is so much that you have for us. You want us to be prosperous and healthy and good and glory to God. You want us, glory to God, to be blessed and for to have things, but don't put the things before you. In the name of you, put you first. God, help us to learn how to be humble before we humble. Humility brings on, glory to God, a promotion. And there are times we have to be bold and courageous, glory to God, but we'll be led by the Spirit how to go in and how to come out. God, help us to know we got to deny our flesh and pick up our cross and follow you. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord and enrich and make it no sorrow. You are God, glory to God, that loves us. You sacrificed Jesus, your son, and he sacrificed his life and sacrificed, glory to God, and still, glory to God, on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf, glory to God, that we will not yield to the flesh. God, I thank you, but we got to seek your face, seek you, glory to God, get in your word, let your word get in us. And God, we got to be to a place that we obey it, because it's not enough to hear it. And God, you have so many things you want to do in us and through us, and God, so many talents and gifts that are just lying dormant because we have not allowed you to have your way. We cannot be thinking of ourselves more highly of ourselves than we ought to, and esteeming others more highly. God, help us to love one another, the agape, hallelujah, and bear one another burdens, and strong bear the affirmance of the weak, and not shut up our bowels against one another when there is a need, in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to be that witness and that light. And glory to God, our witness may be, we may be the only Bible somebody read. They might not even get a word out of our mouth at that time to witness that, but how are you living? What's on your tree? Is it fruit cocktail, or is the fruit, glory to God, the character of Jesus Christ? and know that we're going to suffer through some things. But no, glory to God, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. Glory to God. You said, glory to God, for us not to be conformed to this world system, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Help us exalt you. Help us, glory to God, to get our mindset to be led by the Spirit, glory to God, and worship you in spirit and in truth. You are so good to us, God. Help us, glory to God, to be that light. Help us to be, glory to God, a vessel, glory to God, unto honor that you can get glory. Help us, glory to God, to realize how this is not, glory to God, where we're to stay. We are foreigners in this land. We're supposed to be transitioned, but you can bless us while we're here, but we need to be walking in obedience. You said if we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do my saying? If you love me, keep my commandments. And he gave me a word many, many years ago. He can measure our love for him by our obedience. Father, we bless you tonight, and we give you all glory, praise, and honor. We bind up Satan in every cohort, every setup, every trap, every snare, untimely death, sickness and disease, corona, whatever is not coming out. When we pray healing and deliverance, even for any attacks that have come against us, we know, glory to God, you already told us what the thief came to do, but you told us, glory to God, you desire for us to be in good health and for us to prosper. And we thank you, by your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wings. And we thank you, Lord God. Help us, glory to God, to stay focused, even in these challenging times. Glory to God. Let us not fall short and find ourselves, glory to God, with these people loving flesh. Glory to God, Lord, and pleasure more than you. Help us to fall in love with you and let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Pastor Dr. Dorsey, we turn it back over your head.
Amen, amen. Truly, we thank God, amen, for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Papa B.J. Hubbard speaking about Zelophehad's daughter. Topic was seeking an inheritance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And she told us of other women that God had blessed. Glory be to God. And God, we know that God has no respect of person. As long as we continue to follow after the Lord God, he will provide the things that we need. So we truly thank God that we have an inheritance that is in him. So we truly thank God that for this word on tonight. I want to give you some information for Pastor Hubbard's blog talk for you. For those of you that may not know, Pastor B.J. Hubbard is on Blog Talk Radio on Monday night. Her and her prayer warriors, they're praying every Monday night, interceded in prayer, and they're also on the second and the fourth Sunday, bringing the word of God. The address is www.blogtalkradio.com/Divine Connection. And if you need, you want to hear prayer, you need a prayer, it would be a good thing to go on Monday night and hear and get your prayer request in. Amen. As Apostle Bird has stated before, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Again, we truly thank Prophetess B.J. Hubbard, Pastor Prophetess B.J. Hubbard, for the word on tonight. We pray God your strength, because we know that you have been in a revival all this week. Last week, and we truly thank God for your coming forth tonight and delivering the word of God. Pastor Hubbard, if you would like for me to open the line, I'm going to leave it up to each minister each night. If you would like for me to open the line up for prayer requests, I can do that. We still have an hour left. If you want to do that, I'll open the lines up.
Praise the Lord. If anyone desire prayer, we'll pray with them, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to open up all the lines. And if you want prayer, just let us know so that Pastor Hubbard can pray for you. And but I ask you, if you do not want prayer, just mute your phone, because I'm opening up all the microphones so you won't have any noise in the background while she's praying. Because if you do, I won't know which line to open, and it might stop someone else from getting their prayer request in. So I'm opening all the lines up.
Good evening.
Praise the Lord.
My name is Evangelist. Praise the Lord. My name is Evangelist Kayla Parker, bringing blessings and greetings to everyone, especially the host of the radio show. I'm asking that we send a prayer out for Pastor Hubbard as well as the host of the show. I came in a little late, so I'm praying that you pray for myself as well as my husband, Minister Alfonso Parker. Been under attack lately, but we are not giving the devil any dominion over us. We still praise and worship God's holy name. So I'm asking if the warriors will gather around and collectively pray for myself as well as my husband, Ministry Alfonso Parker, and me, Evangelist Tara Parker.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Father. We bless you tonight as her request. Glory to God to pray for her husband. Glory to God and herself, the ministers, the ministry in them, God, that you know what they're going through. So we come against the attacks of the enemy, because when we make up our mind to live for you and to submit ourselves to you, the attack's going to come. But I pray a persistent and a pursuing. I pray, glory to God, that they don't take down, they don't allow the circumstances, situation to overwhelm them, but they keep speaking and decreeing what your word says and find every promise in the word and stand on it. Any error in their lives, God, keep themselves open to say, God, there's anything in me that's not like you, forgive me. But I come against every foul spirit of the devil that comes to try to sidetrack them, when they're coming against the ministry in them, or coming against their marriage or any family, or come against any other thing that he has plotted and planned. We annihilate it, dismantle it, and command it to be loose from them now in Jesus' name. And I pray the prayers, glory to God, that they pray, stand on it in faith in Jesus' name. We thank you for Pastor Dr. Dorsey, as you requested prayer for her as well as myself, that God, you will keep us and keep our minds, keep us submitted and obedient to you. Glory to God, and pray a blood covering and angels be encamped in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Someone has a TV on in the background. Can you please move your phone, please? Is there anybody else that would like prayer? All right.
Father, we just ask you, Lord God, for everyone that's on the line. You know what their needs are, and even whatever that was spoken tonight and will be spoken all week long through the conference. God, I pray that the open spirit to hear the spirit of the Lord, submit and commit and be determined and pledge their allegiance to you in obedience. God, anyone that's having any challenges in their bodies or in marriages or relationship or with children at this hour, with everything that's going on with the epidemic and all of this, God, that we'll cast all our cares and be persistent and pursue. The enemy never takes a break, never takes a break. Help us to get to a place that we're determined that we're going to pursue after you like we never have before. We're going to take on your word. We're going to learn your word. We're going to seek your face, and we're glory to God, going to be obedient nevertheless. And when this flesh needs to die, glory to God, we won't cry out and give it no room in the name of Jesus. So God, we ask you, Lord, for your help to be humble, but to be courageous, to be steadfast, to be strengthened, to be in a place, glory to God, that we will pray without ceasing, and that we will love, glory to God, even the ones that are unlovable, even the situations that occur that makes us, glory to God, just cringe. But God, if we run to the rock that's higher than us, God, you have all the answers. If we just will seek your face and, glory to God, deny ourselves and pick up our cross to follow you. And the other things that we're waiting on, truly wait, and not to be anxious. Don't allow fear and anxiety to overtake us, glory to God, to cause any other kind of complications or problems, or most of all, not for you to be, so you won't be displeased. So we bless you again. We bless you, glory to God, for this conference, and we pray great things are yet to come, glory to God, and bless, hallelujah, your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before we get dismissed, I would like to announce about tomorrow night we have Evangelist Brenda Jenkins. She'll be coming with Rahab, and her topic is willing to be used by God, willing to be used by God. And on Wednesday night, we'll have Elder Betty Brown. She'll be speaking of the Mary, Mother of Jesus. Her topic is a model of motherhood. And on Thursday night, we'll have Reverend Eugene Mooney. She's coming with Hannah, and her topic is what do you do when God says no. And on Friday night, we have Evangelist Carmelita Eli. I believe I said her name right. I hope I did. She's got Martha and Mary, the sisters, and her topic is grieving sisters. And on Saturday night, we'll have prophetess Dr. Mary Washington. She has Deborah, and her topic is an uncommon leadership. And on Saturday night, I have my biological sister, Evangelist Dolores Chapman. She has Anna, and her topic is a model of spiritual devotion. And those are the women of God that are coming the rest of the week. And we truly thank God for Pastor Hubbard, prophet, Pastor Hubbard, for coming forth tonight with the word of God, seeking an inheritance coming from the Zelophehad's daughters. I thank everyone for coming on the line tonight. I pray that you'll be able to come back with us the rest of the week. I pray you'll strengthen the Lord as I ask that you pray for me and the ministry. We thank God for all that he has doing, all that he has done on tonight, all that was said. And I always believe in you take the word of God that comes before you in your ears and you meditate on what has been spoken unto you. Know what the Lord is saying to you through the woman of God tonight. We are the daughters of God. We are spirit-filled women of God, and we are sisters in Christ. And it is truly an honor to serve, to be among the women of God. So I thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the women that are coming forth this week. And may God bless you. And Pastor Hubbard, I turn it back over to you for your remarks, and then you can dismiss us.
Praise the Lord. We thank God. It's been an honor to share with you tonight. We might have jumped around a little bit, but as the woman of God said, share with what God says. And I thank you for being a those that were online tonight. Praise God. It was so many other ones in the Bible. We know with Hannah and all this, their inheritance, so many other women of God and whatever. So I didn't want to prolong the time. But I do thank you, Pastor Dr. Dorsey, for inviting me and being a part of this and supportive of the ministry. And thank you for the support that you give us with Divine Connection, with that foundation. We thank God for each one of you. Praise the Lord, and we pray that you continue to let the Lord have this way in your life. No matter what the obstacles are, continue to pursue. The Bible said we submit ourselves to the Lord. Resist the devil, he'll flee. He has so much he wants to do through us and for us. And you got great plans, so we want go without that to be manifested, not to be taken to the grave, that we'll do what God requires of us and let him take us to realms and dimensions and horizons that we have never even could imagine if only we would just submit and let his will be done regardless of what's going on. Praise the Lord for you, and we thank God again and pray continued blessings upon you. Father, bless each and every one, blessing their household, blessing their body, blessing their mind, blessing their prayer life, to increase rest in submission and obedience, to increase, pray, glory to God, favor and blessings, glory to God, to fall upon them, and glory to God, be persistent like Esther. I'm going to see the king, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what the enemy is saying. God, I believe your report and what you say. And glory to God, when we need that touch and agree with somebody that's walking in truth and walking in obedience, then we'll come together. One can chase 1,000, two could 10,000 in flight. We can come in agreement on one accord like those daughters of Zion, of Z, glory to God, persistent pursue, and glory to God, immediately God moved on their behalf. So whatever time we got to wait on him to manifest, help us to be faithful and hold fast to faith. In Jesus' name, I pray God's blessings upon you as the week and the month and the year unfold. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless everyone, and may heaven smile upon you, and I pray that you have a blessed night in the Lord. And I look forward to all of you coming back tomorrow night. Good night.
Good night. Shalom.
Good night.
Good night.